Welcome to episode 983 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After being beaten and thrown into a Philippian prison, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God at midnight. Despite their dire circumstances, they were not overcome by fear. Their actions showed a deep trust in God and a refusal to give in to despair or anger. The Holy Spirit's empowerment enabled them to maintain a spirit of love and joy, leading to the miraculous conversion of the jailer and his household. Perhaps this was on the apostle's mind as he penned his final letter to his young protege, Timothy. In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul reminds Timothy that God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The spirit Paul mentions is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who is all-powerful and generously grants believers strength, love, and self-discipline. In this text, the term power signifies the divine strength and ability granted to believers through the Holy Spirit. This empowerment enables us to share the gospel with boldness, face trials with courage, and fulfill the purpose God has for us in Christ. On our own, we are incapable of accomplishing these tasks. Thus, we must surrender to the Holy Spirit, who gives us the ability to do what seems impossible. Recognizing the true source of our strength is vital for believers, as it assures us that we are never alone. God is always with us, guiding and upholding us through all circumstances. As the Lord told Paul, and as is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." In response, Paul declared, "I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." This emphasizes that human strength alone cannot fulfill the requirements of discipleship. Rather, it is, according to Philippians 2, verse 13, God working in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Paul's words in 2 Timothy 1:7 draw a contrast between a spirit of fear and a spirit of power. While fear is a natural reaction, it can prevent us from accomplishing God's will. The Holy Spirit, however, does not make us timid or fearful. Instead, the spirit of power breaks through fear, allowing us to stand firm and confident in difficult situations. This message was particularly important for Timothy, who faced opposition from false teachers, reminding us that, no matter the challenge, God's power is always sufficient to sustain and strengthen us. Paul also connects the concept of power with love and self-control in 2 Timothy 1:7. To understand the spirit of love, we must first examine both its immediate and broader context. In the preceding verses, Paul reminds Timothy of his heritage of faith, nurtured by his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. He then encourages Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God that was imparted to him through the laying on of Paul's hands. Within this context, Paul describes the nature of the Spirit given by God, marked by power, love, and self-control. The Greek word for spirit, pneuma, can be understood as a person's inner disposition or mindset. Thus, the spirit of love represents a fundamental trait within Timothy's character, produced by the Holy Spirit, who transforms individuals into people known for their love, selflessness, and compassion. The phrase, "God gave us a spirit," underscores that this spirit of love is divinely sourced, highlighting that it is a gift from God, imparted through the Holy Spirit and shared with the world. It is not a product of human effort, but a supernatural gift granted by God's grace. Paul contrasts the spirit of love with a spirit of fear, which can prevent believers from fulfilling God's purposes. In contrast, the spirit of love empowers us to live boldly and fight the good fight of faith. This love encompasses both love for God and love for others, compelling believers to exhibit self-sacrifice, compassion, kindness, forgiveness, and mercy. However, this spirit of love must be balanced by self-control, enabling believers to govern their thoughts, emotions, and actions in line with God's will, resisting temptation and maintaining holiness. Exploring the spirit of love in 2 Timothy 1:7 reveals deep implications for believers, calling us to adopt a disposition that mirrors Christ's character. Love in this sense is more than an emotion, it is an action. True love is demonstrated through what we do for God and others. If we genuinely love God, we will naturally extend that love to others. Paul serves as a powerful example of someone who lived out the spirit of love. In Galatians 2 verse 20, he writes, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus, described as the one who loved me and gave himself for me, reminds us our new life is grounded in his selfless love, which he displayed by laying down his life for our salvation. Through God's power, we are enabled to love genuinely and practice self-discipline. Love is expressed through how we serve God and others. Likewise, self-control, described as a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:23, empowers us to resist sinful urges and live in obedience to God, even in moments of weakness. God has given us a spirit of power. God has given us a spirit of love. While some Bible versions specify that we have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-control, others substitute a sound mind for self-control. The spirit of a sound mind is demonstrated through our capacity for self-control. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, the fruits of the Spirit are listed, ending with temperance, or self-control. The Greek term enkrateia, translated as temperance, refers to self-discipline or mastery over oneself. This self-control is the outcome of the Holy Spirit's transformative work within us, shaping us to reflect Christ's character. To maintain this discipline, we must live by the Spirit and align ourselves with His leading. Romans 8:6 offers additional insight into the spirit of a sound mind. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. A spiritual mindset, governed by the Holy Spirit, leads to life and peace, while a fleshly mindset leads to death. The Holy Spirit brings life and peace by aligning our thoughts with God's truth, empowering us to confront sin and temptation with sound judgment and biblical truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16 further illuminates this concept by contrasting the natural person who rejects spiritual truths with the spiritual person who has the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means thinking and acting in ways that honor God, made possible not by our strength, but through the Holy Spirit who confers sound judgment. Ephesians 4 verses 22 to 24 calls us to put off the old self, renew our minds, and put on the new self, created in righteousness and holiness. This transformation of our minds by the Holy Spirit enables us to live in a way that reflects God's character. Both Paul and the Apostle Peter emphasize the importance of self-control and godly living. In Titus 2 verses 11 to 12, Paul writes that the grace of God teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives by rejecting sin and embracing righteousness. Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 7, reminds us that God's divine power has equipped us with everything we need for a life of godliness, including self-control. Both apostles connect the spirit of a sound mind to living disciplined and holy lives under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, the spirit of a sound mind, as mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7, represents the Holy Spirit's work within us to cultivate discernment, discipline, and self-control. By surrendering to the Holy Spirit, we can live courageously and confidently, knowing that He has equipped us with all we need to live a godly life, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of self-control. Paul's transformation from a persecutor of Christians to one of the most fervent apostles embodies this spirit of power, love, and self-control. Before his encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus, Paul, known as Saul, was consumed by zeal for the law, which led to acts of violence against the early church. However, after his conversion, he experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, who transformed his mindset and gave him a spirit of love for his enemies and courage to face any persecution for the sake of Christ. Paul's transformation is a profound example of how the Holy Spirit replaces a spirit of fear and hostility with one of love and self-discipline. As we consider the meaning of our key text, may we find inspiration to rely on the Spirit of power daily. Rather than being overcome by fear, we are called to live boldly, love deeply, maintain self-discipline, and face life's challenges with assurance and faith in God's strength. Father, thank you for the Spirit of power, love, and self-control that you have given us through your Holy Spirit. Help us to overcome fear and live boldly, loving others deeply and exercising self-discipline in every aspect of our lives. Strengthen us to face every challenge with faith, knowing that you are always with us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.